Okay, we're learning Gimel Amud Beis, the Yafusais for the Surim of our Perek. And as I said, we're going to deal today with Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Before I start, I'd like to be Magdim, Yediya Klali, a general Yediya which keeps on coming up in one form or another in the Perek. And if we understand the Yediya Klali independently of Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, and we'll come to the Kasha, I think it'll just make everything easier. The question, which as I said is a general question for the Perek, maybe for the Masechta, is that every case of Yibum is a case of Eishes Achiv. We know that the whole Tzura of the Mitzvah of Yibum is a case where a person is marrying a sister-in-law. The question is, when a person is niyame, does the isser of sister-in-law come off legamri? There is no isser of sister-in-law. Or there's an isser of sister-in-law and it's somehow hutcha. We mentioned in the past that it appears that Rashi Shita, throughout the Masechta, his language is mashma, it's not mukhach, but it's mashma, that there's bechlal no iser of Eishes Achiv in a place of Yibum. When it's a case of Yibum, there's no iser bechlal. Now there's a halacha as follows. Now this comes from the Steipler, the beginning of Simen Yud Beis, the Kilos Yakeh, the beginning of Simen Yud Beis. He says that we must say that the iser Eishes Achiv comes off entirely. Why? Because the halacha is that if someone is miyave, a regular case, no arayas, no nothing, a simple case where a man dies, he has no children, he leaves his wife, and his brother's miyavim, mekayim the mitzvah sivum. And then the brother gives a get to the woman. He married a sister-in-law to be mekayim the mitzvah sivum. And then he gives her a get. So now they're divorced. He decides he wants to remarry her. He decides, for whatever reason, that he regrets having given her a get and he wants to remarry her. Is he allowed to remarry her? It's his sister-in-law. Shaloi b'maka mitzvah. Right now, there's no mitzvah to remarry her. He was mekayin yibum. The yibum is done. He gave her a get. And if he wants to remarry her now, the halacha is that he's allowed to. He's allowed to go back and take her back and marry her again. So Dr. Steipler, from this simple halacha, it's muchach that when someone is miyabein, a sister-in-law, the isser of sister-in-law is poka legamri. Either you could say it never was there, or it was there and it comes off, however you want to express it in lamdis. But bottom line, when you're miyabein, the isser eishes ach doesn't exist. For her, excuse me? We'll talk about the third brother soon. Okay, that way we tackle when we get to that. But as far as the miyabein at least, when a person is miyabein, the iser eishes ach totally disappears. That's muchach from this halacha. And that's what the Stipler writes as his introduction to the whole topic. That from this it's muchach, the iser eishes ach comes off. Now l'chayra, he didn't have to bring that exact case. L'chayra, tell me if I'm wrong, he could have brought a simpler raya. The Gemara on Daf Chaf says that Bia Shnia is not a mitzvah. If someone is miyabein, the Bia Rishayna is a mitzvah. The first Bia is a mitzvah of Yibum. The Bia Shnia is not a mitzvah. The Gemara says that, according to Rava, who holds Asei Daichalais Asei, that min haTorah you're allowed to do Yibum even if there's an issa lav, because I say dechalais I say. So Rava says, min ha-tayra, you could be miyabim. What's an example of a leisa say? Is a grusha l'kayin, or mamzer l'Yisrael. So if a mamzeres falls to yibum, the brother is allowed to be miyabim, because ha-say decha leisa say, but only be a rishayna. Min ha-tayra is only allowed to do one bia, and then he has to give her a get. The Rabbana made a gzeira, be a rishayna, to be a shniya. They asked the first bia, because the person will do a bia shniya. But a bia shniya is bechlal not a mitzvah. So that's a mistake. He doesn't have to wait till he has children. Because then with that gemara wouldn't make sense. But you see from the gemara not that way. Why does the gemara say by yisuri lavin the bia shniya is aser, even if the wife is not pregnant? It seems that lahak l'shem achiv is only to be ma'ir elinus. And Saris, and it doesn't come as a Kena. There's also even Tosa says.
Isn't that the purpose of the mitzvah?
It seems from Chumash that the purpose of Yibam is to have a child. Yet we know we do Yibam even by a Kena who's too old to have a child. So Tosa says on Chaf that Laima matina nela elinus v'saris sheinam ruyin leilait la'ilam. Avol bia sheina chaylus aber ba laima matina. Only b'mayit if the isha is not roy la'ilat, not if it's a case where there's no halayda. As the Taisa says in Chafam and Aleph. But eshayia, the Gemara says that bia shniya is not a mitzvah. So. What? Right, so that's the hedge b'taka. That the Eish HaSachim falls off, the Leis HaSei stays on. Because it's only Nidcha. That's taka the hezber on Daf Chav. We do see, though, that by a normal case, Bia Shniya is Mutter. Which is also a Raya, that the Eish HaSach falls off. That the Isser Eish HaSach is Paka, it falls off from the, in the case of Yibam. So, and that is, there can't really be much of a machlokes about. So there's no question that in a case of Yibum, Eish HaSach falls off. We have situations where there's a whole sichsuch, if this is Eish HaSach l'marshal. I mentioned to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said that the machlokes Abishol and the Chachamim, if you do Yibum Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah, if you should do it or not. Rabbi Chanan said, they argue with Hutra Hutcha. That if you hold this Eish HaSach is Hutra, it's gone, then you could do Yibum, even Shaloi L'Shma. And then Abishol holds, no, this is Eish HaSach, it's just Hutcha. It's in Eish HaSach is Hutcha, if you do it L'Shma, you can push away a mitzvah. You can push away an Isser. But not if you don't do it, Mishma. So we had pulpulim on this topic, whether there is an Isser Eish HaSach or there's not, and we'll continue to have a lot of discussion if there's an Isser Eish HaSach or not. This is a Beferish Araya that there is. Zokta Stipler. The Kler that we're going to talk about, if there's an Isser Eish HaSach, could come up in two cases. It could come up after Yibum or before Yibum. Now the discussion of Abishol is, what should I do? I didn't do Yibum yet. Should I do Yibum or Chalitza? It's like the Stipler. The entire discussion, is there an Issei Shasach? Isn't there an Issei Shasach? Is it Hutra? Is it Hutcha? That's all until somebody does Yibum. Someone's coming to do Yibum, he's trying to figure out, should he do Yibum? Shouldn't he? So that is a discussion if there's an Issei Shasach or not, and that's all the pulpulim we're going to have. However, once someone does a Yibum Kehalacha, if someone does and does Yibum Kedim, he does a proper Yibum, there's no question that it's Paka Isser Eish HaSach. That when the Mitzvah Yibum already happens, when it occurs, when it's done, nobody can argue that it's Paka Isser Eish HaSach, Because we see that somebody is miyabim and gives a get could take her back. Or as the way I phrased it, because you see, you could do biyishniyah.
What's the right one?
What?
That's the right one before one.
That's the
raya that's like the one before the
He's now he's bringing a raya for the fact that if you're megarish, you could take back. I'm saying from I don't know why he didn't bring from daf chav from biyishniyah. The chayyim could have brought the same raya. What? Biyishniyah is always mutter. So it puzzles me why the stipler didn't just talk about every biyishniyah. Why he's talking about someone who gives a get. I guess it's more, there's less room to wiggle out of it. You know, biyishniyah, you could say it's lachem lachem shay, maybe you could have ways. This, it's very hard to get out of it. The stipler's raya is very solid. What? Leisha meaning full dina ishas. He's a regular wife, they're married. I mean, that's why he could push off the biyishniyah taina. If it's chutcha, she could also be. If it's chutcha, right? Chosibum is daicha eishasach. Maybe the issur exists, it's daicha. And then I would say if he gives a get, the issur comes back. Well, from giving a get, we see it doesn't come back. What?
What's being
daicha? The mitzvah. Right, how do you know that? I mean, the language means she's forever his wife. Okay, you're right. If you, I guess the stipler's raya is just more, it's a technical raya more than the mashmaya sakra. It's a solid raya. Okay, it's the pashup shan the pasal. Kachal Elisha wants to marry this his wife. So that's what the stipler is saying. It's no rioter beforehand. The stipler is saying this, that the whole sichsuchim and pumpulim that we're going to have all the time is till you get to doing yibum. But once you do a yibum, lasman de polig, it's paka iser eishasach. Sounds simple enough. That the Issa Eishasach falls out. You're going to tell me logically, why should it be that way? Okay, we can talk about it. But the Raya is a Raya, that it's Paka Isser Eishasach Lagamri. Okay, that's our Hagdama now. And I'm going to come to the Gemara, to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and hopefully we'll have a Havana. Let's learn some Gemara, and we'll come back to what I just discussed with you. Let's see, I wanted to learn the Hagos Hagba, the Hagos Hagra. Aleph, which is on the Gemara Tamad Lama Litzrar. So even though I read the Gemara quickly on Thursday, let's see the Lashon again. Mustafa Menani Mili. Okay, the eighth line. We'll go through the Xeris HaKasuvs just as we went through it on Thursday. Menani Mili. So an easy Gemara, Xeris HaKasuvs. Tana Rabba. Isha Lachais Loisikach Litzrar Lagaz Avela B'chaya Olayama Tamad Lama. The word Olay is extra. And what's this Isser Achais Ishtai? Lefishanema Yavama Yavai Oleha. Shemin Yifel Vaksakala Shabbatayr, Akas Medaber. So therefore I make Xerishava, Nemakan Oleha, Nemalahalam and Oleha, Malahalam Bamaka Mitzvah, Avkan Bamaka Mitzvah, Amrachman Ole Sikach. So we learn out that Bamaka Mitzvah don't marry a Erva, Eishasach. Vainly Allahi Tsarasaminayin, Tamalai Litzra. It's also easy. Ainli ala tzarasa tzarasa sabinai tamalem litzar v'loy latzar. Right now the gra, look at that guy's hagra. This line ainli ala tzarasa tzarasa sabinai tamalem litzar v'loy latzar. He says. Now learn the gra carefully. Gemara ainli ala tzarasa tzarasa sabinai tamalem litzar v'loy latzar. Teivais elu mechukim. Okay, Tuf Aleph Mem stands for Tevais Elu Mechukim. These words should be erased from the Gemara. Take out these words from the Gemara. And in parentheses he says, V'chein kaz v'sefer yashar v'edu tam v'chdushi ramban, v'loi gassin olam. V'zeh shekos of Rashi l'kaman yigim olam an Aleph, dibra maskim anani mili, the tzara tzara p'tura. That's why Rashi on Yud Gimel learns, the Gemara says, Manani Mili, what's the Gemara asking? How do you know it's Tzara Tzarasa is Pata? Now, if you have the Gusa here, what's the Kasha on Daf Yud Gimel? On Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Manani Mili, and Rashi learns, the Gemara says, how do you know Tzara Tzara? What's the Kasha? The Gemara here says, how do you know Tzara Tzara? It says, Litzra, but like Latzor. Zotagra, that the reason Rashi on Yud Gimel says, how do you know Tzara Tzara, is because he did not have the Girsa here. Now, why is it important, taking out these words? Why is it important? Tzara Tzara Saminai, Tabad Laban. You should all understand it's important because that's the whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The whole Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha is gebait on having this girsa. If someone takes out the girsa, Rabbi Kivega's kasha won't be shver. I didn't tell you Rabbi Kivega's kasha yet, which we once discussed. So we'll come to it. But my point is that this gra is taking out these words, bekavana, because Rabbi Kivega's kasha, which we'll discuss momentarily, falls away if you're not girsin. He says Rashi had this. Taking out of this girsa, he had a Gemara didn't have this, and maybe we understand Rashi didn't get.
Rashi himself, so,
what?
Rashi is just quoting the Gemara. Rashi says, but
what about our Rashi? You mean? So that the Gra is bothered by. The Gra goes on. Mashkasa Rashi kan litzra tzaras harbe. That's what you're asking, right? Shenuyad Rabbi Yehuda nakat. The loy ketos is layal daf base. Shenuyad Rav Yehuda nakat. I'll explain what that means. The Gra is asking it, and we'll explain. Rav Yehuda, not Rav Ash. Okay, let's go beseder. What's Rav Kivegas kasha? Let's chaz Rav Kivegas kasha, and come to the different mahalchim. Our Gemara says we know three things. We know Issa Ereva Oleha, that Aleha pushes off Mitzvah Yibum. That's the Gzeres Kasev of Aleha. We know Tzara from Litzra. Tzara Tzara Minayin, Tamalayim that Litzra of Aloy Latzor, another Gzeres HaKasev. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why do I need a Pasuk for Tzara Tzara? It's enough to tell me that Tzaras Ereva is Pater, just one Pasik, that a Tzara the Ereva is Pater. And Memela, I would know Tzaras Tzara for the following reason. Because, what's a Tzaras Ereva? I have a brother. The brother married my daughter and another woman. Then my brother died. So my daughter and the other woman fall to me to Yibam. So since I'm not allowed to marry my daughter, it's an Erva, the Tzara is Pater. Why is the Tzara Pater? Because this is the Tzara of an Erva. And from the first Litzra, I know Tzara's Erva is Pater. What happens? I have another brother. He marries the Tzara. He's Miyabim the Tzara. And he has another wife. And he dies without children. So the Gemara says, Tzara Tzara Minayin. How do I know now that my other brother, the Tzara I know I can't be Miyavim because it was the Tzara of my daughter. How do I know I can't marry the Tzara of the Tzara? So I need a new Pasuk. Fractor of the Kivega, why do I need a new Pasuk? The first Tzara is now my sister-in-law, Shalai B'Maka Mitzvah. Since it's my sister-in-law, Shalai B'Maka Mitzvah, she's an Erva to me. A sister-in-law is an Erva. It's Issacharis. Since she's my sister-in-law, she's an Issacharis to me, Memela, her Tzara is also the Tzara of an Erva. Every Tzara is a Tzara of an Erva. Because the first Tzara becomes an Erva, she becomes the sister-in-law, Shalai B'Maka Mitzvah. The sister-in-law, Shalai B'Maka Mitzvah, is an Erva. So every Tzara is the Tzara of a sister-in-law. Every Tzara is a Tzara Erva. That is the kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. Why do I need a second pasuk for Tzara Sara? Every Tzara Sara is a Tzara Sarva, since it's a sister.
Yeah, but he said the same thing Rashi is saying. Rashi says it's the
source. So, when we mentioned this Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Ashi on Daf Yud Gimel says it's a Svara. What's a Svara? According to Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara there says Menalon, Menalon what? So the Gra here brings Rashi Lekamanya Gimel Amen Aleph Dibra Maslam Anani Mili Tzar Tzar Ptura. Rashi learns that Daf Yud Gimel Amen Aleph Menalon is asking how do you know Tzar Tzar? And there Rav Ashi says Svarahu. So according to Rashi, we learned, I mentioned that the Mishnah Sura Baron says this, that Rav Ashi is saying Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara. The Man D'Amar on Yud Gimel says Svarahu is Taka going with Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara. Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara is Rav Ashi Svara. Rav Ashi says you don't need a pasuk for Tzara Tzara, and Tzara Tzara is Svarahu, is Rabbi Kiva Eger Svara. So according to Rashi, who's not Gairis in our Gemara, Tzar Tzar Minayin, and who learns that Yud Gimel, that Rav Ashi is talking about Tzar Tzar, so Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is answered, and everything is Gishmak. However, we still have a problem. According, first of all, to Rabbi Yehuda, on Daf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a Svara. We still have a problem. Why don't you hold the svara that it's a sister-in-law? It's a Tzara Sarva. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha shver. And also, if you're gairis in our Gemara, Eliyah Tzara 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 Minayin, if you have this girsa, so then Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is vital good. And Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph was Mukhrach, that he had this girsa in our Gemara, Tzara Tzara Minayin. And Mimela, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha needs a teretz. But before we come to try to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, we have to realize that light Rashi, that Taka is Rav Ashi Svara. Rav Ashi on that Yud Gimel is going to say Svarahu. It's Taka Rabbi Kiva Eger's Svara.
How did Mipsum Aaron actually that the Rega brought down the Rashi that said perishes the Svara?
So we still would have to answer Rashi on Ches, because Rashi on Ches says in Rebbe that's a Svara. But you have to remember, according to Rashi, you have to answer Rebbe Yehuda. So it's true that even like Rashi is still going to have to come to some sort of teretz, because Rav Ashi says it's a Svara, and there's another Amora who argues. And Rashi on Ches and Beis Rebbe Kiva Eger brings also is that way. So it's true, we're not home free like Rashi, still have to come up to a teretz, but at least it's the idea that there's one Amora who holds in the Svara. So coming back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, what's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha? In one sentence, his kasha is every tzara tzara is also a tzara serva of a sister-in-law, and therefore it should be potter. Why do I need a new pasuk? Every tzara tzara is a tzara serva. Which erva? A sister-in-law erva. And memela, every tzara tzara is a tzara serva. This is the kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that everybody tumbles about. There are numerous terutzim on the kasha. Try to share with you what I think are the main terutzim. It's a little funny, these terutzim say in a few places, but it's hard for me to say a teretz says everywhere, because everyone says in slightly different lashonis. So I tried to be as clear as I could. The first mahalach. And this is in the Stifler, Simen Gimel, I think it is, the first paragraph of Simen Gimel. It's one paragraph in Simen Gimel, following the Mahalach. Reb Shimon in Simen Hay has a similar Mahalach, not identical, but pretty much similar. My Hagdama this morning is that there's a general clair, is there an Isser of Eishes Ach? In cases of evil. Right, that's the Hagdama I gave you when we sat down. That's a general Shaila. In cases of evil, is there an Isser of a sister-in-law? I told you that when someone does Yibum, to him, the zicha no iser sister-in-law. To him, the zicha no iser, because to him, he did the mitzvah of Yibum, and we know because the get, he could take her back. So we said, the stifler said, and the other stifler, he said, that's a dava pashit. Once you do Yibum, the issa eish esach falls off. Shaila. When a person does Yibum, the issa eish esach falls off. Is that just for him, or for all the brothers? Is that just him? He was Miyabin. Or is it the other brothers as well? Now we have to think about the question. What am I asking? You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died. Shimon is Miyabim. So what am I asking you? To Levi, is this still considered Reuven's wife? Eshesach. What are you going to tell me? Who cares? It's Shimon's wife anyway. He has two brothers. To him it's an Eshesach anyway, because Shimon is now married to this woman. So I want to clarify Lomdish Shaila, no Nafkamina for a minute. I have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died without children. Shimon is Miyabim. This Eshes Shimon, my sister-in-law, is she a double sister-in-law to me or a single sister-in-law to me? Nafkamina? You give tzedakah, you have to give your closest relative first. So is my double sister-in-law a big closer relative to me than my single sister-in-law? I don't mean single, unmarried. I mean, I have one sister-in-law married Levi. I have another sister-in-law married Reuven. And Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyad. Is she my sister-in-law twice over? Or is she my sister-in-law once? Huh?
The only one.
Why?
When the second brother dies,
Miyad. Okay, you hear the question? The question I'm asking is, it's a given that once Shimon is Miyabim, Lagabe Shimon, there's no din sister-in-law of Reuven. That is the falls off. Question is Lagabe me, I'm Levi. Lagabe me, is she my sister-in-law twice over? In this era of sister-in-law twice? Or only once? Stifler says that when one brother is Miyabim, the entire Isser Eshesach falls off. Because we see that if Shimon dies, if Shimon's going to die, Levi's allowed to be Miyabim. How could Levi be Miyabim? Taka, as far as Shimon, it's B'makom Mitzvah. It's Yibum. But one minute, she's my relative, she's also Reuven's. Reuven's, my brother Reuven's wife. That is, sir, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Yibum was done already for that is. How am I allowed, how is Levi allowed to be Miyabim, Shimon's wife? If there's still an Isser of it being Reuven's wife, if it's a double sister-in-law, only one of those Isurim has a mitzvah, not the other one. It's like the stifler. You see your side. When you do Yibum, this woman loses a din Isser Eshesach Lagami. She's Bechlal not an Isser Eshesach. Which fits, of course, well, the way we learn Rashi, that there's no such thing as Eshesach B'mokah Mitzvah. The tzir of Mitzvah, there's no such erva in the Torah. The only erva of sister-in-law is a sister-in-law, Shalai B'mokah Mitzvah. But a sister-in-law in a Matzv of Mitzvah, a sister-in-law, Eshes Achim Shein Le'banin, is B'chal not an erva. So the stifler says this as a klal. The Isser of sister-in-law, when the Yibum falls off, not only for the Miyabim, but to all the brothers. What will come out if the stifler is right? Let's say Reuven dies without children, Shimon is Miyabim. And Shimon gives a get. Now this woman is a single woman. Levi goes and is Mizana with her, let's say. And someone will give him a Hasra, it's his sister-in-law from Reuven. Now it is his sister-in-law from Shimon. It's still a problem. But he'll say it's his sister-in-law from Reuven. I'll give him Asrav. The Asrav is meaningless. It's not a sister-in-law from Reuven. At least as Arayas is concerned, it's not a sister-in-law from Reuven. The Isser sister-in-law from Reuven falls off when there's a case of Yibum.
Even Bechayah Shimon.
What?
Even Bechayah Shimon.
Well, Kozma Shimon is married to Tanisha Sish. That's why I said that he gave a get.
And it's also
Ishasachim, because it's Shimon's wife.
Moving
no. If Shimon is Miyabim, the Isser Ishasachim falls off. Well, if he's Mizana with Shimon's wife, he's over because of Shimon's wife.
And additionally,
now, is it also Reuven's wife? The statue says, no, it's not. Because as soon as you do Yibum, there is no Isser Eishasach. In a matziv where a person does Yibum, this Eishasach comes off the Gamri. Being Reuven's wife is no shaychus to assering on brothers, because it's a case of Yibum. And just like we all agreed in the beginning of Shira, I told you that when Shimon was Miyabin, it's not a sister-in-law anymore, because again he can remarry her. The same thing, the Isser Eishasach Lagabi, the other brothers, comes off the Gamri. That's the Stipler's Hanacha. With that Hanacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha falls away. What was Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha? Rabbi Kiva Eger said that every Tzara Tzara, every time Tzara Tzara falls to someone, it's a Tzara Sarva. It's a Tzara of his sister-in-law from the first Yibum. Zog the Stipler, no. Anytime there's a Kiyum Mitzvah Yibum, the Isser's sister-in-law falls off. What's the case of Tzara Sarah? Reuven is married to my daughter and someone else. Reuven dies. Shimon is Miyabim the Tzara. Now, that Tzara has another Tzara. A tzara tzara. We're saying that the tzara tzara is a tzara of a sister-in-law. The first tzara is a sister-in-law. No, the first tzara is not a sister-in-law. Shimon did Yibum to her. When Shimon did Yibum to her, the Isser sister-in-law comes off Lagamri, and Tzitzit comes off Lagamri, there's nothing to talk about, there is no din of sister-in-law. And the tzara tzara is not the tzara of a sister-in-law, because the first tzara is never a sister-in-law.
You think all this in the Havmin, or even Lamaskana, as one of the other possible answers?
This is all even Lamaskana, except maybe like Ravashi, but this is all Lamaskana. That's why you need a pasuk of Litzvar to tell you an Issa called tzara tzara. But there's such an Issa known as tzara tzara.
What's the Litzvar? For once we had the Litzvar telling you there is an Issa, what's the Issa for Eishasach?
Not muchrif to say it's a sheshach. One doesn't have to say that. The rayas is still rayas. There's no way to say sheshach because you could remarry her, or she falls to Yibum a second time. It could be miyavim. The rayas l'chay rayas even lahalacha. Yes.
Sarah said the second time that she's falling now. She's not even born. Sarah said her married the second brother. Now the second brother dies. Sarah said
Sarah's not doing because of the first pasuk. Let's
say sheshach.
Eishas Wichach. Eishas Ach of Shimon, not of Reuven. Eishas Ach of Shimon. The Stipler is asking that it's not Eishas Ach of Reuven. You're asking that it should be Eishas Ach of Shimon. Eishas Ach itself will be Mutar Atzibah. Eishasach of Shimon would be Mutar Atzibum. So which Isser is it? So which Isser is it? It's an Isser Tzara. It's not an Isser Eishasach. Al Eishasach it would be Mutar. It's an Isser because she's Tzara's Bitai. Al Eishasach it would be Mutar. The first Tzara, Rabbi Kibbeke never asked the Kasha on the first Tzara. No, but the first tzara you need for the first time when Reuven died. And he came married to tzara. So you need a pasuk. Now, when that first tzara marries Shimon, you're asking that that first tzara should be an Eishes Ach of Shimon. The Eishes Ach of Shimon, though, is an erva that's mutter b'makom Yibum. Because Shimon's the one who died. Not to him because of what? You mean once it asers, the Eishes Ach should kick in again. That's what you're asking.
That's
what Ezra's saying is true. The stipulous teretz answers the kasha that she's a tzaras erva because she's eshesach of Ruben. You're asking, what about the fact that she's the eshesach of Shimon? And
the type of saying that one brother,
mother Ulaban. So that's the eshesach of being married to Ruben. Now it's falling a second time. No one's doing Yibam now. Because now it's falling to Levi. Levi can't be Miyabim the Tzara because it's Eshesachiv. So the second one. What? No. The first one, the staff is Teres of Gishmaka Teres. The fact that it's his sister-in-law from the first marriage. So the staff is saying a very good Teres. That is, it falls off. What's being asked now is, what about the fact that it's a sister-in-law from Shimon, Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, because we have already one pasuk that tells you a tzara, one pasuk for tzara we need. So you have one pasuk for tzara, so now since this was tzara's bitai and Shimon married her, I can be miyavim. Now why isn't she also out to Eishes Achiv of Shimon?
Because after the first, because the pasuk said,
not of Shimon,
right?
Falls off, but only b'makom mitzvah. Now shalai b'makom mitzvah.
No, we said after the Yibum, the Yisro Eshesach falls off.
Of Ruvain falls off.
Right.
So now what about Shimon? The Eshesach of Shimon. Why isn't the Eshesach of Shimon enough to ask the Tzara Sarah?
Because the Yisro of Ruvain falls off. So now she's
falls in union to Levi. Right, but to Levi, it's Saras Bitai. So Levi can't marry her. She's Saras Bitai, right?
Right.
So if she's Saras Bitai, then he can marry her. So then Vaita should be Eshesach from Shimon. So I don't know, I'm missing something a little in the Hesber to explain this. So you have to come out to her. But the whole purpose of this whole binyan was to make it not be Tali in Yena Shiloh, which is the Chalal Shiloh, to take it out of it, which is, I think, what the stifler wants to do. And right, so you have to look at the stifler inside and see how he deals with this aspect of it. But Kopanim, this is the stifler's mahalach. This little nakuda needs to be worked out. But the Stifler's Mahalach again is based on this Yisayit, that when you do Yibum, the Eishes Ach falls off. Now, it's important to understand the Yisayit without the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because to the degree the answer is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha, it becomes very confusing. And that's why when I sat down today, I wanted to discuss the Yisayit to you without Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think with the first 5 minutes, when I told you this Yisayit without Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it wasn't confusing. It was very gishmak and glatt. So make sure you retain that Havana of the Yisayit Adavar, and then you work it into Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But the Yisayit, what the Stifler is saying, that when you do Yibum, the original Issa Eishasach is Paka Lagamri, that Yisayit stands, and that's the Yisayit which hopefully will yet have on it, as a Hashem, when we deal with the end of the parak. So this is one mahalach. It's the way I spoke it out, the way it says in Rabbi Chana, in the Stipler. As I said, Rav Shimon says it with a different knach. But that's the basic mahalach, is that the Issa Eishesach, for one reason or another, falls off. And Mimela, the Issa comes off. There's a second mahalach, which is in Rebbe Chanan, the Kovetz Aris. Simon Bey Zayz Dalit. And also, I think it's a mahalach you'll find in a few of the other Rosh Hashivas with slight shinuyim. Not slight shinuyim. And again, it's Gebayt on your side. So again, let's try to do the same thing I tried to do before. Let's talk about the Yisayit and then plug it in. It's always easier to talk about the Yisayit if it's a logical thing by itself, and then we'll worry about plugging it in. But Tzaras Erva, I'm not talking now about Tzaras Tzara, a regular Tzaras Erva, a regular case. A man has just one brother. The brother married his daughter and another woman, and the man died. He left the daughter, I can't be miyav my own daughter, plus a tzara. Plus a tzara. Can I be miyav the tzara? I go and I ask Bezdin, am I allowed to be miyav the tzara? I say, no, litzrar, tzara sarah. There are two ways to look at this new din of litzrar. The first gezeres hakasa, the one that Rabbi Kiva has no problem with. Okay, the galactic gezeres hakasa, tzara sarah. There are two ways to understand tzara sarah, litzrar. You could understand litzrar is a gezeres hakasa in dina yibum. That there's no mitzvah yibum in a case of a tzara sarah. Sounds so simple. I think it's the way we always say it. No, what's litzrar? There's no mitzvah yibum to a tzara sarah. Simple enough. Memela, what happens? Someone married my daughter and another woman. Bezin tells me litzrar. There's no mitzvah yibum. Fine. There's no mitzvah yibum. What happens at the end of the day? I have two sisters-in-law. My daughter is my sister-in-law and my daughter. And the tzara is also my sister-in-law. She's a sister-in-law, shalai b'makom mitzvah. At the end of the day, she's a sister-in-law. You know, if somebody's mezana with her, it's still a sister-in-law. It's one way to learn. You could learn that tzara's erva is a new erva in the Torah. Is a new category of erva in the Torah called Tzaras Erva. In other words, the Torah said, you know, I'll marry a daughter, you know, I'll marry a mother, you know, I'll marry a sister, you know, I'll marry a daughter-in-law, you know, I'll marry a mother-in-law, and you're not allowed to marry a Tzaras Erva. You could learn, Tzaras Erva is what we would call an Isser Atzmi. It's a Be'etzem Dike Isser, it's a new Isser in the Torah. The Torah was Mechadish that this is a category of Isser. So if I have to make a list, how many women are you not allowed to marry? So I go through the 15 of the Mishnah, the 6 of the next Mishnah, I say, well, we forgot one. There's one called Tzaras Erva. You're not allowed to marry a Tzaras Erva. What about Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah? So Taka, Tosis is going to say later on this daf, Tosis Yachol, that Taka, Tzaras Erva is an Erva. Should be asking Shalai B'Makom Mitzvah. How do you know it's Mutter? In other words, you could learn that Tzaras Erva is a new Erva. So what are the two ways to learn? The first way to learn is that Litzrar is a Ptur Yibam. That's all it is, a Ptur Yibam. Once it's a Ptur Yibam, it's an Isser of sister-in-law. You could learn, no. Tzaras Erva is an Itzer Be'etzer. It's Itzer Atzmi. The Torah is Mechadish, an Isser of Tzaras Erva. Comes out. Before I get to Rabbi Kiva, I have a daughter, marries my brother with a tzar. They die. Someone asks me, why are you not marrying your daughter's tzar? Why don't you marry her? Why don't you be evil? What's the answer? What's preventing me from marrying? What stops me? If you learn the first mahalach, what stops me is, she's my sister-in-law. A sister-in-law, shalai b'makom mitzvah, I'm not allowed to marry her. That's the correct answer according to the first mahalach. It's a sister-in-law, shalai b'makom mitzvah. But according to the second mahalach, that tzaras erva is a new erva, if someone to ask me, why aren't you miyavimar? I say she's my sister-in-law. That's the wrong answer. Our sister-in-law, I would marry her. Every Yibam marries a sister-in-law. I'm not marrying her because besides being my sister-in-law, she is also my Tzaras Erva. The Tzaras Erva is in the wisdom of the Torah. So Zot Rabbi Chanan, if you learn the second Mahalach, which Rabbi Chanan prefers, you go with the second Mahalach, why are you not marrying your Tzara? Your Tzara, why not marry her? Not because she's my sister-in-law. Because she's a new Isser called Tzaras Erva. Now, if you accept that, we can answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Zot, Rabbi Chara. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked his kasha because he held the first way. Rabbi Kidager asked his kasha because he held that Litzrar does what? Litzrar says there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Memela, she's your sister-in-law. So Rabbi Kidager asked, if Memela, she's your sister-in-law, the Tzara Tzara is a Tzara of an Erva. Should pattern. Rabbi Kidager's kasha makes sense if you go with the first mahalach. If we go with this second mahalach, that the Tzara is a new Erva, it's a new Isser. If we go with the second mahalach, Sefer Balchanan, the Rabbi Kivager's kasha will be answered as follows. When the Tzara is potter because she's a sister-in-law, then the Tzara Tzara is the Tzara of a sister-in-law. But when the Ptur Tzara has nothing to do with being a sister-in-law, the Tzara herself, I would have married her. Sister-in-law, I could have married. She's Aser because she's this new category of Erva, Tzaras Erva. It's a new category. It's a new Iser, Tzaras Erva. So the Gemara says, oh, this is a new category, Tzaras Erva. So Tzaras Tzaras Aminayim. How do I know that this new category of Erva has a Ptur Tzara? The Tzara of this Iser Tzaras Erva, this new category of Iser, Mechitesi, that is a Ptur. So that, what? No, we have the because there's no mamitzinu to tzara serva because there's no other parsha of tzara serva. Where's the parsha of tzara serva? It's only litzra. It's not a mamitzinu to all the krisus hamurim beparsha of litzra in the first aisa. It's a new parsha which is only merudin in one word.
Since it's included in
it's included in. Achais Isha, it's not included in Achais Isha. Achais Isha patas a tzara. The remez is in the parsha of Achais Isha. What does that have to do with anything? We find remez into one mitzvah and a different mitzvah. What's that? It's an extra word that teaches us a halacha. That every time you learn a new halacha out of an extra word. No, not from the limudim, from the extra word. It's not true. It's a matter of fact, what did Tosfos say? That the lav of Boyal is from the parsha of Gittin. Lo yuchal ba'al l'harishin. It's not even from the parsha of Saita, right? Lo yuchal ba'al l'harishin l'kach. Things come from one parsha to another parsha. It's an extra word.
Why is it an error?
Because the only way I know the others is from the fact the Gemara is going to say Machis yish mechedeshi erva mechemez den akar shagas hachata asavzu. I only know that from the mamatzino of all the arayas. If I now have a new erva, which is not in this pasuk of Anichus and the Farshis Aisais, it's a new pasuk of Litzra. So I take a need to know the dinim of this new din. I'm calling it an erva lefianis. Maybe Litzra is not an erva. It's a new iser, and don't call it an erva. Maybe it doesn't patter itzar. So mimela, I need a pasuk. Yeah, it's going to be enough for me to what Asra you give. If you give Asra... No. No, you don't have to say Yishalachai. According to the first way of learning, you have to give Asra for sister-in-law. The second way of learning, Asra sister-in-law won't work, because sister-in-law is mutter in Yibam. You have to give Asra from a reboy of Tzara Sarav. It's a new Isser. It's Issa Atzmi. I bring a new category to this.
You know,
you can't learn that from Achais Isha, were it not. Well, after the Litzra, or after the second Limud, actually, maybe not. But this is the second Mahalach. Now, I told you when we started, there are a number of Mahalachim. What I like about these two Mahalachim is that each one touches on the Yisoid in the Sugya of Yibam. Yeah.
If the Tzara Tzara is a new deen, so by the Tzara Tzara, she's also Tzara Tzara.
That's true. The question is, when the Torah asked the first Tzara Sereva, are we making it an Erva, Shopata HaTzara? Are we making it an Issa, and it doesn't Pata HaTzara? Maybe this new category is not like Vinyasa Nafasha Sa'isa, maybe it's a new category. So I need a Litzra to Pata. Taka, when I go on to the next one, at Saifa'ilam, I shouldn't need a Pasuk according to this. Which is good according to Ravashi for sure, and according to Rashi is good according to everybody. So the Mahalach will work that Tzara Sereva is a new Isser. Now, I grant you, each of these two nekudas is confusing by itself. And then, when you plug it into answer of a kidaiger, it makes it a step more confusing. But again, if you chazer it the way you should, you chazer it, make sure you understand it, you'll have a kinyan in these ideas. If you don't, you're going to lose it. The first nekuda we discussed today, we discussed already in the past, in Elul, and recently in the Rabbi Chanan, the question of a sister-in-law, if the Issei Shesach is Pako or not. The second Yisayid, we have not discussed ever before. We're discussing it now for the first time. Whether Tzaras Erva is a new Isser, or Tzaras Erva is not a new Isser. Maybe tomorrow, at least, I'll come back to it a little bit to sort of amplify, to make it starker. I do have to tell you, there's a third Mahalach, which is Reb Chaim. I mentioned it briefly on that Beis Amar Aleph. I'm not forgetting about it. Reb Chaim's Mahalach, we're going to discuss in Yitzhak Hashem yet later in the parak. So there is a third Mahalach, Reb Chaim's Yisayid, which is essentially that the Erev of Eish HaSachim never patters a Tzara, whatever Reb Chaim's reasoning is. He says Eish HaSach never patters a Tzara, there's no such thing. And it could be he meant what the disciples say, it could be he meant a lot of things. So I have to tell you, there are three Mahalachim, but for now, these are the two Yisayidis Dika Mahalachim, which we have to be able to deal with. Now the Gemara, as you know, goes on to be marble all the other arayas, all meaning the 15. And the Gemara says Yachasheni marba af sheish arayas. Tomorrow we're going to see Taisus Yachael. Sure, Taisus Yachasheni marba. Have a matzi lemei mayshay marba af shloi b'makom mitzvah. So the Gemara could have asked. Maybe a tzara shloi b'makom mitzvah should also be yasid. The Gemara could have said that. That's what Taisus Yachael says. Well, we're going to deal with tomorrow. Taisus Yachael says the Gemara could have asked it. Okay, Shkarat, the Gemara could have asked it. What's Takana Teres? What's Takana Teres? Taisus, the Gemara could have asked that a tzara should be also Shalai B'makam Mitzvah. Taka. What's the Teres? So the Maram and Muki Yosef deal with this two different ways. So before tomorrow, try to see the Maram, Muki Yosef, and hopefully we'll get down to Ayin Shminayin tomorrow. Thank you.